This is Malcolm Duck, and you're listening to Radio Golf Show.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Radio Golf Show. We haven't had too many guests this year. We've had the Dr. Divot, who's developed this incredible app in Germany for keeping score and all kinds of funky games. We've had a bunch of psychology coaching shows in German. And today we have, I believe, our first show in English of 2024. And I'm absolutely thrilled that we have with us a young lady from Scotland, from Dornoch, Scotland, who I had the pleasure of meeting last year in Germany, where she was doing a sort of, in Germany we say Praktikum, which was like 2 or 3 weeks, and she'll tell us all about it. Spending time on a golf course in Germany, playing there, learning the business, the marketing aspect, and everything like this. First of all, let's give her a big welcome. It's Zara McDonald from Dornoch. Zara, thank you for doing this, and welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
There you go. We're going to have a good time today. Let's tell the folks a little bit about you. By the way, not to make you nervous, but we're listened to in over 60 countries. most of them don't even speak English. But anyways, you and I met near Hanover, on a golf course called Gleidingen, which is part of the Golf 51 joint venture cooperation. I'm not sure what it is between Golf Gleidingen and Retmar Golf, two very fine golf courses in Germany, where you spent 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, I'm not sure, you'll tell us. Just playing golf and spending time in the office of the golf course and learning about the game, maybe also having some fresh ideas for the people there. Can you tell us, before we talk about how it happened, what you did there at Gleiding?
Yeah, well, it was an amazing experience. I'm glad I got the opportunity to get there. I spent most of the days in the office with this very nice lady called Daniela. She was part of the marketing team there. And we just did like day-to-day tasks in the golf club, like assigning lockers and organizing the events that were going on at the time. It was a good experience. I had never really seen the behind the scenes of like how golf clubs run before. So it was very interesting.
Right. But you have been a member of Royal Dornoch since, I believe, you were 3 years old. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. I mean, we're talking not about some track somewhere in the middle of nowhere. We're talking about one of the most famous and always ranked in the top 10, top five of the world golf courses, where you've been a member since you were three. Let's talk about how this and I've seen it referred to as a dream trip for the Scottish teen from Dornoch. How this dream trip for you came together, and it really maybe it was a dream trip for you, but the purpose of the trip was a much bigger and different one, and it was made possible. I believe the idea came from Royal Dornoch's general manager Neil Hampton, who made some calls into Germany to Helmar Scheffler, who is of Creative Communications and Creative Communications, the company represents Golf 51, and the owner of Golf 51, Mr. Knust, supported the idea right away. Is that about correct how I described?
Yes, that's about correct. I'm doing a languages course in my school, and the teacher thought it would be a good idea to maybe experience German culture, maybe go over there. And since the school, you know, worked quite closely with the golf club, he got in touch with Neil. And Neil then said he would be happy to help and got in touch with his contacts. And Helma was, Helma, decided she would, you know, be more than happy to help find somewhere, and kind of the whole process started.
Yeah, that's what Helma does. She puts people together and helps people for the good of the game. And that was really the part of it to me, that it was such an innovative and yet simple way to really grow the game between a, and I don't want to step on Golf 51's toes, but on a global level, a mediocre golf course with one of the top golf courses in the world, with a young lady who's still in high school. And we'll talk about you later. You just said that about languages, your two hobbies are golf and languages, which I find fascinating. And made this trip for you possible. And then, of course, the first day you were there, you meet these old guys and you have to play golf with them. I was one of them. Were you just about ready to go home the next day when you saw that?
No way. No, I had a great day with you both.
We did have a good time. And I enjoy nothing than getting my ass kicked on a golf course by a teenager. you play terrific golf. You play now to a 9 handicap, something like that?
Yeah, 9. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's almost a moot question, but how did you get into golf? I mean, being a member there at 3, and maybe you can combine it a little bit with growing up in a town like Dornoch and living there and the relation of the town with the golf and how you really got into it and stayed with it and have aspirations of becoming perhaps one day a teaching pro and things like this.
Yeah, well, my parents, they were playing golf, so they obviously wanted to get me into the sport, and they got me into the sport at a very young age. And, you know, when I grew up, I started enjoying it a lot more, and, you know, being part of competitions in the local area, I was meeting lots of new people, and I think that's kind of why I really stuck to it. Golf gives you like so many opportunities to meet people, you know, travel, of course. And I just stuck with it. You know, I've become a passion of mine. Just it's nice to meet new people and see new places.
I described it as a hobby, and that was, of course, totally wrong. It is a passion, and you describe it as a passion. How big a town is Dornoch? I mean, for those of us who've never been there.
Oh, it's not that big. It's very small. I'm not sure the population. It's probably
everybody knows everybody.
Yeah, everyone knows everyone. Yeah.
Everyone knows everyone. It's a good place to live. Yeah, I live in one of those places now where everyone knows everyone, and it's kind of strange, but it's nice. But then you have this incredible golf course, originally built by old Tom Morris.
Yeah.
Tom Watson called it golf in its most natural form. Donald Ross, one of my favorite architects, was born there, correct?
Yes, yeah, on the same street I live on, in fact.
Okay, this young lady lives on the same street where Donald Ross was born. How cool is that? Ron Pritchard, who is the world's foremost Donald Ross restorer, has been on this show a few times, and isn't that wild? So you got all that going for a small town like Dornoch. How did you, growing up there, see the amount of people from all over the world coming to play there, and how do the locals interact with the golfing tourists and things like this? How has it changed maybe even in the last 5-10 years that you can remember?
It's always nice to see all of the tourists coming in and visitors playing the course, because they help the town a lot. Like, they bring a lot of income to the other shops, like buying souvenirs or getting shopping and stuff. Right. So I think the locals, you know, they're very welcoming of the tourists, because they help them keep the town going. And there's a very good relationship between them.
It's the Scottish way. I mean, it's Scottish hospitality, which is something special. If you haven't checked that out, I mean, it's incredible. How often do you get to play now these days when you're still in school?
Yeah, I'm still in school, but there's tea times up right until it's dark on the course, so we can get out most times. Like, whenever I want to book a tea time, there's usually spaces, which is quite surprising for the stature of the court. I could get out after school most days. Usually Tuesdays and Thursdays, I have a family game with my dad and uncle, and we have a couple mates there as well. It's good fun.
Yeah. Well, we should mention the family. Your mom was a club champion at Royal Dornoch, and
yes,
and your grandfather a three-time champion.
Yeah, they're both three-time club champions. Yeah.
How does Dad feel about that?
Well, his family wasn't a golfing family. He only got into the sport when he met my mom.
I see. Okay, yeah. There you go. What would you and obviously Royal Dornoch is a links course. Are there any trees on the golf course? I don't think so.
Not on the championship course. It's true, we have a few trees, but not many.
Yeah, I grew up playing on the links course, and there was one tree on the golf course. And after about 6 months, after I started playing there, they started calling the tree Frank. So I hit it every single time. What would you consider the best part of your game?
Oh, right now, probably my iron play has been a lot better. Quite consistent with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, it's useful, like hitting some lower shots and higher shots in the wind here. So I'd say that's probably the strongest point of my game.
Well, that's, I mean, Dornoch is again, I haven't played there, but I've studied pictures of it. It's one of those links courses where most of the greens are elevated, so you really can't run it up, and that's obviously a challenge to keep it on those greens in the wind. But would you rather play in the wind or the rain?
Oh, I would probably rather play in the rain.
Seriously.
Yeah, the wind is brutal sometimes. Like, you could be hitting three clubs more than you normally hit and still being short. I mean, if you get like gale force winds and that in a competition, it's really tough.
Yeah, so you'd rather get wet.
Yeah.
There you go. What would we find in the bag of Zara McDonald other than clubs and balls and tees and rain gear, I guess?
Oh, rain gear.
What else would you find in your bag? Snacks, water.
I usually have a little bag full of like drinks, and I quite often have like a Cadbury's, like picnic bar or something like that.
There you
go. Just something to keep me going on the course.
A little sugar boost, huh?
Yeah.
Sugar boost. So you've been playing golf since you were three, or it's, those little plastic things that I just bought for one of our family members here. And you kept getting better and better and better. And one of the interesting things I found when I met you, first of all, you had to play straight out. You just came from the airport that you flew in the night before, without hitting a ball on the range, without doing nothing. I mean, how you composed yourself after the first couple of holes and played some really good golf. And you told me that you were aspiring to be maybe a teaching professional.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Now, I find that fascinating because most of the teaching professionals I know, and they're older guys, every single one of them wanted to be a playing professional and then became a teaching professional. Did you ever have the dream, or maybe you still have it, of being a playing professional rather than a teaching professional?
I don't know. I just thought, like, a teaching professional, if I was to do it, it'd be maybe a more stable career path, because like if your golf's not on, it's harder to, get money and keep it going. So, it'd be more stable, income.
Right.
If it was teaching.
Do you play any other sports other than golf?
No, I don't. I used to do like football and stuff like that, swimming, but golf became my biggest sport. So I just kind of put them to the side and thought I'd focus on golf.
Yeah. Isn't playing the bagpipes a sport?
Oh, yeah, I do play the bagpipes. Not very often now, but I could still, get them out and play a tune.
There you go. Get it out and play a tune. How did you end up playing the bagpipes? Does everybody have to learn that in Scotland? Every Scottish?
No, they don't. My mom used to play.
Ah.
I got her old set, and they offer lessons in the schools. Most of the schools in my area, they have violin lessons and woodwind and Chanter, so I thought, well, why not go for the, you know, traditional Scottish bagpipes and give it a go?
There you go, and you do it. When was the last time you played the bagpipes?
Oh, a wee while ago now.
Oh, yeah, a wee while.
Yeah, it's been a very busy few years, so I don't get the chance to play them the same.
Well, it looks like it's probably more demanding than playing golf when you see those.
Yeah, it's quite hard to get everything timed right.
Definitely a sport. Now you were also you talked about your languages. How did you? I mean, and is it all languages or some languages, or is it just German that you're interested in or specialize in? How did you end up doing that?
Well, at my primary school, we didn't really do much languages. It was just kind of like a wee bit of French here and there. But when I went into the secondary at Dornoch Academy, they were offering German and French, and I don't know, I just really enjoyed it the first time I had a lesson, and I just kind of stuck with it. It was really interesting to me, and it was just a good like a lesson to keep going with in the school.
Right.
It was more interesting, so just stuck with it.
Have you been able to combine it with other traveling other than your trip to Hanover, or was that one of your first?
No, I haven't. That was definitely my first experience.
Okay. Well, there's got to be more where that came from, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit? I mean, and this might be a totally not inappropriate, but stupid question to ask. Other than Royal Dornoch, what are your favorite golf courses that you've played?
Oh, my favorites. Fortrose and Rosemarkie. I absolutely love it there. It's definitely my favorite after Dornoch.
Fortrose and?
Rosemarkie.
Where are those?
It's only about 40 minutes away from Dornoch. It's further south of Dornoch. And the course goes right out onto this peninsula, and both sides are surrounded by water, and I just love it there. I joined, I became a member there last year. So I've been, member last year. And it's just fantastic.
You're an ambassador for Scottish golf, that's for sure. Now, one of the things also I find, let me continue there. So those are the favorites you've played. Do you watch golf on TV?
Yes, I do.
You do? The pros, obviously. You got any favorites on tour?
Oh, I quite like, you know, watching Scottie Scheffler and like Victor Hovland and that, playing, you know, the kind of younger ones coming up.
Yeah. Anybody on the ladies' side?
Nelly Korda.
Well, I mean, Scotty is also, you know, we're just preparing for the Masters, and you see him on TV and you don't realize he's only like 28 or 29. He looks like he's 45 and acts like he's 45. But again, this cross-generational thing that we have going here at Radio Golf Show, we find it fascinating. We've had some young people on, you know, we have the young lady from Austria who was the under-14 champion, and we've had Oliver Betchart, who was the youngest player to play in a PGA Tour event, who was 16 from Bermuda. Now we have you, and it's always interesting for us to understand or to learn and to ask how teenagers, how young people think about the game and feel about the game. And I think with you, it's especially interesting. How do young people in Scotland feel about the game of golf? Is it in your blood, in your DNA? And you've seen now how young people in Germany, some of them,
yeah,
about the game. Where do you see the differences?
I don't know. It's, you know, I guess it's more well known in Scotland. You know, most kids have the chance of playing. Like our school is in contact with the golf club, and the pro comes over and teaches some of the younger years. So I guess it's made more available, and everyone kind of finds out, you know, more about it when they're younger.
Mm-hmm.
Creates more opportunities.
Is it so it's really in a small town like Dornoch that has this golf course, It's just it's like living in Paris and you know, the Eiffel Tower. It's just there, you know. I mean, you got the greatest golf course in the world right outside your door, and you pretty much either become a member, or I guess the locals have special rates if they're not members. Do you know a little bit about how the club?
Are you familiar? I think you have to be a member. Prices, you know, vary for like locals and away members, but. Most members, if most locals, if they're going to play on the course and that, they'll join, and they can start on the Strewey course and then they can go up to the championship.
Right. So there's 36 holes. There's two courses.
Yes, there's two courses. There's
two courses. Okay. Probably a question I don't even have to ask. Would you rather play a Lynx course or a Parklands course?
Lynx. Yeah. Okay. It's just what I'm used to.
Yeah. I agree with you. which courses that you've seen on TV or heard about or read about are on your bucket list that you would love to play? You just named three of your favorite ones that you have played. What three would you want to play?
What three would I want to play? Well, I've been in St. Andrews a lot, but I've never had the chance to play the old course. So, you know, that would definitely be on my list. And what else? let's see.
Maybe something in America.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think probably Pinehurst, maybe.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, they got the women's amateur at Augusta now. That looks pretty spectacular.
Yeah, that looks good.
There's one course that I played, but it's not really a links course, the ocean course in Kiowa Island in South Carolina, which or especially once you turn like on 13, 14, 15, right next to the ocean into the wind. And you know, you love it, but basically you just want to go home because you're just so up. That reminded me of Scotland. Yeah. Pinehurst is definitely a good choice. Do you still play tournaments, club tournaments and that kind of stuff?
Yes, I play in a lot of them. Yeah, there's always a lot going on in the area. So many competitions, you know, between the clubs. And it's opens or just like at home at Royal Dora.
Yeah. How do you prepare for those? Do you prepare? Teams on the course?
Yeah, I guess if it's like a home course, you know, competition, I'll be practicing my putting and like reading the greens and go out for a few holes like the day before, just see how everything's playing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you thought about how many years you got left in school?
This is my last year. I've only got a couple of months left.
Finally out.
Yes.
Finally out. There you go. Without getting too personal, can you share with us some of your personal goals on and off the golf course, maybe short-term, medium-term, and long-term, maybe some far-reach goals?
Oh, well, I would definitely like to get my handicap down lower. I'm aiming to get it down like 8-7 this year, you know, just a bit more. And that's my main goal, really. On just improve the golf. Yeah.
And off the golf course, I would imagine traveling maybe.
Yes. Yeah. I would like to travel a bit more. I haven't really gone very many places. I went to Rome and, of course, Germany, but that's it. I think I would like to travel a lot more. Certainly my grandparents did, and they absolutely loved it. So I would definitely like to go a few more places.
Yeah. Well, from what I hear, Scotland is playing football at the European Championships in Germany this year. So I believe we're playing again. Are we playing against you? I think we are playing against you.
Yeah,
I'm not really sure. Now I forgot. I'm focused on golf, but I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, Scotland is one of the best destinations. It's like the people are fantastic. The golf courses are fantastic. Malcolm Duck was talking about it when he was on, and now we have this young ambassador for Scotland. What impressed me, Zara, when I and it reminded me exactly of that of the Scottish people and the way they treat guests and foreigners. When we played in Leidingen, and you coming from one of the best golf courses and golf clubs with the most, with a lot of history in the world, how genuinely fascinated you were and generous you were about your assessment of the golf course there. I can imagine a young a boy or girl from one of the most exclusive country clubs in the United States coming to any course over here and complaining what a piece of you know what this is. And the generosity and the sincerity you showed to not only the golf course but to everybody there made us feel great. So thank you for that. Favorite ice cream?
Oh, hazelnut ice cream, actually.
Hazelnut.
Okay. Yes, there's this amazing shop in St. Andrews called Janetta's, and it does like hundreds of flavors of ice cream. It's so good, and the hazelnut's my favorite.
Yeah. Okay, seriously, how many ice cream days are there in Scotland? What's the temperature there? I don't ever remember eating ice cream there, but that's a good thing. Music? You listen to music other than bagpipes playing?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I'll listen to pretty much anything. Like, I quite like a bit of ABBA.
ABBA?
Yeah.
We talked about this. I remember on the golf course, we talked about ABBA. That's great. Yeah. That's great. Let's hope that more young people like you are around and keep the flag of the game flying high, because it's terrific what you do. And I sincerely hope that that you'll come back and check out Germany again. And I want to give thanks again. Well, first of all, I want to give thanks to you, but I want to give thanks again to your GM at Royal Dornoch, Mr. Neil Hampton. And I want to give thanks to Friedrich Wilhelm Knuss, the owner of Golf 51, which is a terrific a place in Hannover with the Arnold Palmer and the Krause design, 36 fantastic holes. And of course, I want to give thanks to Helma Scheffler of Creative Communication, who put it all together. And without those three people, you would not be here today. So I thank them for making that possible.
Yes, definitely. Big thanks to them. I would have never got to do that without them. And it was just the most amazing opportunity I've had. And I was, glad to get the chance to do it.
Well, you certainly did not disappoint them. I'm sure of that. Right. Well, listen, I wish you all the best for the rest of the school year, your last school year. Win some more club trophies, and not the handicap championship, but the real one for the ladies like your mom did. And I hope to see you soon in Germany again.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for stopping by. Best regards to Scotland and Dornoch.
Bye.
Bye-bye.